Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome to the Challenge Podcast. In this episode, we're continuing the Meet the Challenger series, and today I have with me the grand champion of the Maxine Challenge, Christine Petito. Christine, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Steve. Hello, everyone.
I'm so excited to spend some time chatting with you over the next half an hour or so. Now, at the time of recording this, we announced the winners about a week ago. How has the past week been for you? Like, what kind of emotions have you been going through?
Oh, a bit of everything, actually. Yeah, it's been a bit surreal. I did not expect to win it at all. I was just completely, like, thrilled to make top 50. Actually, thrilled, to be honest with you, that I finished it. thrilled to make top 50. Couldn't believe it when I made top 10. And then to win it, I was just, yeah, couldn't believe it. I was just over the moon, gobsmacked, absolutely gobsmacked. Yeah, been a bit surreal.
You know, looking at your photos, you are such an inspiration and a motivation to anybody, you know, over the age of 30. And I couldn't believe how old you are because you look so young. You look like you're reborn. And, you know, you have personally inspired my mum to do the challenge. So I want to thank you for that. So thank you for being my mum's motivation.
Thank you. No, that's great. Yeah, no, it was a huge change in 3 months. That's for sure. Yeah.
Incredible. So tell me, you know, I know a little bit about you, but I'm sure some people listening are not sure who you are. So do you want to give us a little bit of an introduction about you and, you know, what a normal day looks like for Christine?
Okay. So I'm 51 years old. So yeah, 52 tomorrow.
That's a lie. don't be lying to me like that.
So yeah, Beth, tomorrow. I'm married. I've been married for 14 years. We've got one daughter. She's 12. I live in Bayside of Brisbane. So yeah, just in the Redlands. So yeah, overlooking the beautiful Southern Moreton Bay. It's just gorgeous over here. I work for local government 4 days a week, and I work as a policy and research sort of role in community and economic development. So that's pretty much my week. I'm pretty much bound to a desk sort of Monday to Thursday. But yeah, so yeah, pretty
Yeah. How do you spend the rest of your week? Are you an avid video gamer? Do you go for walks? What do you do on the weekend?
Weekdays, since I've started the challenge, things have been a bit different. But before the challenge, I guess it was, you know, we have a dog, beautiful Cocker Spaniel, actually. So I'm out walking him sort of every day. But that was pretty much about all the exercise that I was doing. I spend a lot of time running around with my daughter. She's right into horse riding and has been involved in just about every other imaginable sport that's ever sort of been offered at school. So I'm sort of, yeah, busy with her doing a lot of that stuff.
Oh, beautiful. So tell me, I understand you've done quite a few challenges with us. Can you tell me why you maybe first started the challenge and then why you decided to do this May challenge?
Okay, so I've always been pretty slim. Like growing up, I was pretty slim. I had my daughter when I was 39 and I bounced back pretty quickly from that actually. And yeah, seemed to sort of not really gain much weight until I turned about 45, and then things started to change. Things went south, I guess. I started to gain a bit of weight every year. I just got a little bit bigger, I guess I was less active as well, so I wasn't really doing very much. And then one night on TV, I just caught a few minutes of, must have been that when Max and Maxine's Challenge used to be on telly late at night, and I saw something about it, and I always sort of had it in the back of my mind that that was something that I would like to do one day. I thought, fascinated with it actually, and so it sort of was something that I had there and thought, yep, I'll do it. And then as I started to gain weight, I would enroll in the challenge, and I never really committed to it. So I would sign up, look at the program, and then think, okay, I'm going to be really good during the week, and then on the weekend I just do whatever I like. So I do that, and I try and take shortcuts, which of course never worked, and so I'd very quickly drop out. You know, but I guess always the whole time I had in the back of my mind that the challenge is there, and like if I ever got too bad, then I can do that, and then that would save me. So it was kind of one of those things. So I'd enrolled. I don't even know how many times I enrolled. Probably maybe four times before, and always I I wouldn't even get to check in at week four, actually, to be honest with you. I'd just sort of like, and then I'd be really angry with myself and really annoyed, and I'd be watching other people's progress through it and thinking, I should be there. And then I kind of always had an interest in like health and well-being, and I had tried to do it on my own at the gym as well. So I would go to the gym and try and work out. I knew already that weight training was the way to go. So I knew that I could do that just through research and just, you know, watching other people sort of get results. But trying to do it on my own without any structure was getting me nowhere. At one point I got a personal trainer, a great big German guy at our local gym, really lovely guy, but he used to just torture me to the point where I think I almost passed out one day actually after a training session with him. I used to dread it. I'd feel really nervous before the training session. And he's still there. I still see him there. He's still seeing torturing other people. But I was seeing him 3 days a week, and I was paying a fortune for it. So I'd go there 3 days a week. I stuck with him for 3 months. And at the end of 3 months, I looked exactly the same. I hadn't changed, or I maybe lost a centimetre or two, but I hadn't, my weight didn't change, nothing. And I did not know what to do. I just thought, this is ridiculous. I thought that I had to restrict my carbohydrates, and I thought that I knew I needed to eat protein, but I had absolutely no concept of how to actually do that successfully. So I was doing silly things where I would try and really restrict the amount of carbs that I ate, and then I would like have no energy to be able to do anything. I was eating the wrong kind of protein, too much of it as well probably, and not at the right time. So yeah, so eventually, just before this challenge, I was actually watching the previous challenge, and I saw Katie and the amazing results Katie Terrell had from her challenge, and I just thought, this is it. I'm going to draw a line in the sand. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to focus on it, and I'm going to work on it for 100% for the next one and see how I go. And so that was, I was seeing her results, I think, that sort of got me motivated this time. Wow. I was getting to where I was just so feeling so terrible. Like, and I actually thought it was all because I was in my 50s, you know, and it actually wasn't.
Yeah. So you kind of alluded to it where you found motivation and inspiration in someone like Katie Terrell, who took out the January challenge. But I just wanted to ask, like, what was it about the May challenge? You know, maybe it was the program, maybe it was your mindset. Like, what made the May challenge different to the other times that you attempted the challenge?
I think for me this time, I got to a point where my weight had increased so much. Like, I was actually just 2 kilos lighter than what I was when I was full-term pregnant with my daughter. So that for me was a bit of a wake-up call when I realised that I can't do this on my own. Like, I really needed to do it. But what I actually did do was go back and think about, like, why had I, you know, failed the previous time, or why hadn't I been able to stick to it? Like, because I wanted it so badly, but I just didn't really, wasn't ever able to achieve it. And I was actually realised that it was trying to take shortcuts, like trying to have the best of both worlds. So I wanted to be able to, you know, while I'd previously been, you know, I still have dinner parties. I had a very comfortable lifestyle. lots of cheese platters and wine and, you know, like celebrating all the time. Life was wonderful. And I realised, I thought, I can't do that. So what I actually did was I got the calendar, I got a highlighter pen, and I ran a pen right through the 12 weeks. And I said to my husband, I'm not going to anything over the next 12 weeks where I can be tempted to get off track, because I knew once I did that, so it was quite extreme. I said no to so many different things, but I knew I needed to, because I thought, I'm just going to make this challenge my 100% focus. It's only for 12 weeks. That's all I have to do. And doing that actually became, it was the first time I did it, it was a bit weird. I thought, oh, this is really difficult. But then I started to feel more powerful, more in control, and then started to actually feel more confident. And then, you know, as I did that, I started to see results and started to I guess I get the feedback that this is the right thing to be doing. So it was easy to stick to.
Yeah. So it's almost like you put in that energy to start the ball rolling, and then once it was rolling, you know, you got more and more energy to keep on going.
Yeah, I got some results quite quickly because I stuck to it 100%. Like, I didn't really deviate from the, I didn't deviate at all actually from the training program or the nutrition, and I promised myself that I wouldn't. And fortunately, didn't get sick, and like I had a dream run really in that sense, that there was no other sort of other challenges outside of just focusing on the challenge for me. So I was able to do that. And because I started to see some results, I think like within the first couple of weeks, I'd lost like 15 centimetres on my stomach. Which is
incredible. Yeah.
No, inflammation and water and all of that, I get that now. But I was able to sort of just stick with it because of that and then start to see some results. And, yeah, so I kind of kept getting that. I just get that little bit further along and then, you know. And I think at one point you did a podcast or a video or something on the monkey brain, like and about the self-talk and things like that. And that came at a really good time for me because I always had this fear that, like, okay, I had started the program. I knew that it would work. I had, on one hand, like a logical kind of, there's all this evidence. I could see hundreds and hundreds of challenges before, gone before me, amazing results. And then I thought, okay, if I commit to it 100%, then it would work. And then this monkey brain would come in and say to me, you know, all the time, what if it doesn't? What if it doesn't? What if you do everything that you're supposed to do and it doesn't work? And this was like a battle that I had. So I would always be on the Facebook page, like asking questions and trying to find out, you know, like when did people get results and how did it, you know, work for different people, and trying to kind of always battle that voice in my head. So I came to the realization, though, that I actually had to trust that you guys knew what you were doing, and that if I just did my part, which was control what I put in my mouth and what training I did, how much sleep I got, how much water I drank, then that's all I got control over. And I thought, well, I'll do that part. So my mantra actually for the program was to control the controls, I suppose. So really just focus on the part that I can do, which was that. And then I just had to leave it, the rest of it, and just trust that, you know, it would work. And then, of course, it did.
Wow.
I had to.
That's a really, really powerful advice that you're just giving everybody, you know, have that mantra of control what you can control. And, you know, I think sometimes this might be a little bit out of the realm of fitness and health, but, you know, we get so down about things that happen in our lives. And a lot of the times it's, you know, things we can't control. It's, oh, it's cold outside. You can't control that. You can control your response to that. Or, you know, other things that happen externally to you, you can't control those things, but you can control, you know, what you put in your mouth, you can control your reaction to those things, you can control some of your emotions. And yeah, if you trust in a structure that we offer within the program, I'm going to be the first to say that it's not there's lots of programs that do work. What we offer is just a structure and a template. And, you know, that's in your hands to follow it and your hands to control the variables that you can control. And control, control, control. It's a good mantra. Love it. So you've kind of spoken about a few of your challenges. My next question is, what was some of the biggest challenges that you faced over the previous 12 weeks of the challenge?
The biggest challenges? Look, I would have to say that I had pretty much had the dream run. Like, I think for me, my personal challenges, I don't like to ask advice. Like, I'm someone that, like, I'm kind of fairly self-sufficient sort of a person, so I'll go off and find my own information and things like that. So actually for me it was actually being able to participate in, you know, the discussions online and those sorts of things. So asking Helen, for example, Helen Booth, you know, questions, she was so helpful to me. But that was, I think for me, a difficult kind of a thing to do because, like, I don't like to, like, it's all there, it was all pretty sort of self-explanatory. So I've been able to work it out for myself in my mind, but anyway, putting my hand up and asking for help when I needed it, and then, you know, and getting so much support back was amazing. But yeah.
So asking for help, sometimes it's a hard step to take, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In contrast to those challenges, what are some of the biggest wins that you've experienced over the past 12 weeks? Like, you know, are you able to do chin-ups now? Are you able to do push-ups? Like, what are some of the biggest wins that you've achieved?
So many wins. So I started obviously to lose fat and I was able to do that. That's a big tick. Get back into clothes that I haven't been able to fit into for years. And that's another big tick. Strength-wise, the gains are just massive. So when I first started, I couldn't do one, like, hanging leg raise at all. Couldn't do one. Like, I was on the forum thread, there was a discussion about how do you do your first one, and I was sort of watching that and, like, do, you know, learn how to do it with my legs bent, knees bent, and those sorts of things, and then build up. And now I just love those, like, you know, I'll just jump on that machine or that thing at the gym and just rock at like 25 just for the fun of it now. I'm going into the other parts of the gym that I've never been into before. So, you know, where the big Olympic bars are and things like that. So when I first started the challenge, I'd look at people in that area and I would just go, oh, my God, like, you know, those people, like, super professional. And now I'm in there all the time and know my way around and really confident. So that's been great. Mm-hmm. Another thing as well has been the amount of confidence that I've been able to gain in myself in terms of being able to take some risks in other things, in other areas. So I've went back and decided to do netball again. I hadn't played netball or team sport for like 20, 25 years. And so, you know, being able to join a team sport and start to sort of have now an active, more of an active lifestyle as well, which was another thing I picked up from the program, was, you know, so embedding some of that stuff into life has been really good. Yeah. And other, you know, opportunities at work, sort of just putting yourself out there a bit more and being a bit more confident. Yeah. So that's been great as well.
I love that. Yeah. I feel like a lot of the times we start a challenge because we want to, you know, lose body fat or improve our body composition, but then, you know, we challenge ourselves to, yeah, go and lift weights and, you know, push our barriers and our limits. And a lot of that wears off into our life. And like you kind of just said, where a few opportunities come up at work and you're like, hey, I can squat, I lift weights, I can do this too. And, you know, it's like this snowball effect, which I love to hear so much. Now, Christine, I want to talk about weightlifting and weight training and, well, resistance training as the umbrella term. And a common misconception in females who are exercising is that, you know, quote, quote, weights are going to make me bulky. And, you know, I feel intimidation going into the resistance area part of the gym. And it's a common theme that in amongst these podcasts and people I interact with. Tell me, what was it like? How did you break down some of those barriers and that feeling of intimidation and going to that area where there is Olympic weightlifters and stuff like that? What was that experience like?
Yeah, so for me, my time that I go to the training is actually really early in the morning, so it tends to be a bit quieter then. So it gave me an opportunity to sort of get, you know, in amongst it there, have a triad of things when there's not, you know, lots of people waiting, that sort of thing. And yeah, I think it's just like, just for me, it was just doing it. So just going in and thinking, I watched the videos that you had made online before that, so I could sort of see how to do it. I would practice doing them at home without weight. So, you know, and so I got a bit of a feel for it before I went in there. Then I would just go in there and just, I guess, hold your head up high. You know, you belong there just as much as anybody else. You know? Mm-hmm. And I will say, like, that first week or two, you know, when you feel, you know, like you're still, you feel heavy, you still got like quite a lot of weight on you, you know, you don't really legitimately feel like you belong in that space, in that gym. That's the most difficult, and it will never get harder than that. That is it. You can do that, get through that, because very quickly the weight, you know, you do, if you follow the program, the weight just falls off you. Like it can't, you know, there's no way it can stay there. So it's like, okay, first 2 weeks, once you get through that, you know, yeah. And people actually are so busy looking at themselves at the gym, to be quite honest with you, that no one takes any notice of you.
No.
It's truth.
Yeah. I think a common fear is that, you know, quote, I'm going to look silly or I don't know what I'm doing. That's a common one. And yeah, a lot of times we think that everybody's looking at us when you're right. Everyone feels the same way. They're more focused on the way they look or what they're doing that they don't know what's going on. And I'm just like that. I go in, I got tunnel vision when I go to the gym sometimes. I have no idea who's around me. I could be seeing mates from like my school and stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, no idea you're here, you know.
Exactly right. Yeah, I'm exactly the same. Yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit about back into resistance training and weightlifting and yourself being, you know, in your 50s now. What was it like, you know, breaking down maybe that stigma of, oh, like, that is, you know, like I said before, is going to make you bulky, or that's something that I don't do because of my age. Like, what was it like breaking down that barrier and then, you know, completing exercise and resistance training?
Yeah. So for me, I guess I always knew that resistance training was the way to go. Like I said, I'd followed the challenge sort of, you know, in the background for quite a couple of years now, and had done a bit of reading and knew that, like, you know, cardio, and I hate cardio anyway. So. It's like I much prefer to be doing weight training. So I kind of knew that I wouldn't get big. I didn't actually have a fear of that, to be honest with you. Like it was more, I didn't really know what my body was capable of in terms of how it would change. I knew I'd get stronger. Like I'd been through the German trainer before. And I didn't get big from that. I just didn't change. So yeah, so for me, yeah, I think it's so well known now. There's so much research and evidence around that sort of says that weight training is the way to go for a lean and toned body. And so for me, that's music to my ears because I prefer to do that.
Awesome. That's really great advice. And if there's one thing that, if you're listening to this podcast, one little nugget that you take away is resistance training is the way to go. And it should be something that we prioritize in our training overall.
Yeah.
Now, Christine, now that you've completed the Maxine Challenge and won the Maxine Challenge, where to from here? Like, where do you see yourself over the next 12 months? Like, what's your goal from here?
Yeah, so my big focus now is to consolidate. My body's changed so much over the last 12 weeks that I need to now consolidate the gains that I've got. So I'm sort of continuing on with my training. I'll be continuing on. I'll probably focus on getting a bit stronger, building that muscle base a bit more. I'll set some new goals. I've loved having a goal to work towards. So things like, you know, where I've just pushed myself. So another thing I've had in the back of my mind for few years is, and I would hate to get to old age and think I never ever did it, would be to do, say, you know, a half marathon, something like that. I don't like running, as I just said, I don't like cardio. But a lot of people do, and I'm kind of fascinated. I'd like to be able to get to a point where I, you know, am fit enough anyway to be able to achieve that. My husband is going to be doing this coming up challenge that's upcoming now for September, so that'll be great. He's never really done any weight training before either, so it'll be good for him to be involved in that. So after that, then we may set some family goals as well, so maybe an event or something like that, I don't know. But yeah, really is about consolidating sort of what I've got, you know, how far I've come now.
Yeah, I love that, you know, really being a role model to your daughter. And I'm sure that there are a lot of people listening to this who look at you as a role model. Are we seeing you in September as one of our ambassadors?
Yes, very excited to come on board as an ambassador for September. Yep, a brand that I've always looked up to, Maxine's and Max's. I've just, so excited to be involved with it. And I really hope that other women out there, particularly women who are in their 50s who are thinking about this, or, you know, like the middle age spread isn't something that's inevitable. That's the thing I think that I want people to understand is that, you know, and the changes that happen to women in midlife, a lot of it's to do with actually just having a fairly sedentary lifestyle, and eating wrong food. For me, it's really about if I can inspire other women to, get on board and change their, you know, because, I mean, these days, like, you know, we live a lot longer, like, you know, and for me, the thing is, you know, I could be around for another 50 years. Most likely. And so, like 50 years of being fit and strong and healthy in front of me, as opposed to, you know, so I feel like, you know, the changes that, you know, we make now in our 50s are going to set us up for our 60s and 70s and beyond. So that's really important to me. So being an ambassador is, it's very exciting.
Well, I'm so excited to have you on board. And like I said earlier, I know that you're going to inspire a lot of females and guys out there to, you know, push themselves a little bit harder. Now, you've given us lots of advice and tips and tricks throughout this whole podcast. You know, do you have any other bits of advice for someone who's listening to this and they're maybe thinking about doing the challenge or are currently doing the challenge, or they're just generally interested in fitness and health? Like, what kind of advice would you give to people listening?
Yeah, so I would say, to me, don't overthink it. Like, just if you really do want to, you know, do the challenge, I would say sit down before you start. Get organized. You can make life a lot easier for yourself by, one of the things that I did was, you know, go and buy all of the containers that I needed to do for meal prepping beforehand. So it was a really easy thing to be able to do. You know, go out and get yourself enough gym gear so you don't have to wash through the week. So you've got enough for, you know, every day that you get up. It's all there. It's all very easy. Just think about the things that, you know, might derail you and the things that your danger periods, and sort of plan out how you're going to do that so that you make sure that you get enough sleep, that, you know, you're able to get up and get moving. It's actually the thing that I want people to know is actually it's not that once you get on a roll, it's actually easier and you crave it. Like, I'm still going. Like, it's been now, 16 weeks, something like that, since we started. And there's nothing in the world that would prevent me from getting up early now and get to the gym. So I think it's just get yourself started. Don't overthink it. Just follow the program and, you know, and you'll do really well.
I love it. So preparation, trust the process, and just get into it. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Christine, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much for donating your time to be part of the challenge podcast here. I'm sure that you've inspired a lot of females and men out there to complete the challenge and to start the challenge. So yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I look forward to seeing you in the September challenge as one of our ambassadors.
Thank you, Steve, and thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.